Silas S. Sewell, abolitionist and brave soldier. When, 1838 to 1865. Where, Fort Lyon near Sand Creek, Colorado. Why important? Soldier who refused orders to participate in the Sand Creek Massacre. Biography. In Bath, Maine, on July 26, 1838, Silas S. Sewell was born. He grew up in Maine and Massachusetts in an abolitionist family and was taught that slavery was wrong. When Silas was 16, his family joined the New England Emigrant Aid Company, moved to Kansas Territory, where Silas's father helped set up the Underground Railroad near Lawrence, Kansas. During that time, Kansas desired to join the United States. However, its citizens could not agree whether to be a slave state or a free state, and turmoil ensued. There were many skirmishes and incidents between the citizens that were pro-slavery and the abolitionists, anti-slavery. Silas chose to participate in some of these confrontations. He even assisted in the escape of an abolitionist that had been arrested. In 1859, gold was discovered about 600 miles west of Kansas in what is now Colorado. Silas, along with his brother and cousin, decided to try their own luck at prospecting and headed to the gold fields near Central City in May 1860. Silas did not strike it rich and ended up working for a blacksmith. After the Civil War began in 1861, Silas joined the 1st Regiment of Colorado Volunteers. He was a very successful soldier and was promoted to captain by 1864. This promotion placed him in charge of his own company, Company D of the 1st Colorado Cavalry. Company D was one of the companies under the leadership of Colonel John Shivington. The regiment was assigned to Fort Lyon, which had tribes of displaced Cheyenne and Arapaho Native Americans living in tents outside of the fort near Sand Creek. Unprovoked, Colonel Shivington ordered an attack on the Native Americans, which at the time consisted of older adults, women, and children. Silas did not agree with this order and commanded his company to refuse to carry it out. Not one soldier in Company D fired his weapon on the tribes. This incident became known as the Sand Creek Massacre. There was an investigation into the massacre, and Silas testified against Colonel Shivington. On April 23, 1865, soon after he testified, Silas was assassinated, just weeks after he had married Hersa Coberly in Denver. He was only 27 years old. Although there were initial arrests made for his murder, no one was ever convicted of it, and many believed at the time that Colonel Shivington was behind the assassination. Silas Sewell is buried in Denver at the Riverside Cemetery and is often remembered honorably by the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes.